Tune in any given Thursday to Mr. Tony's show. You might hear a few good parodies. They're all about the stories told in old guy radio. Sometimes they even sing about the news. What has happened to the show? Awful, some might say. Ruining these songs that you recognize every day. So listen closely to TK and his ordinary words, and they inspire a new song. And I can listen the same way to his ordinary words, 'cause I start to sing along.
Welcome to the TK Jingles Podcast for October 8th, 2015. If you've subscribed to this podcast, you're hearing it a day early because Tony has jury duty, so I decided to record a day early and cash in on that Tony-starved audience. This podcast features songs and music from the TK Jingles website and the Tony Kornheiser Show. And today's episode is brought to you by Bagel Nation. Nobody pays retail anymore because it's where you live. I wanted to touch on one thing real quick here before we get into today's show. And there was a song by Brad Weiss earlier this week. It was a parody of the Beatles' From Me to You about how the Redskins are just 2-2. And it really embodied the type of show integration that I always envisioned when I launched the website and really started doing these songs ad nauseum. Just the idea that Tony would feature a song that would kind of reinforce a point he was making or set up a point that he wanted to make. It was just perfect. So today's show is going to be a clips show, and I've always wanted to do a clip show of myself, but honestly, that would be way too much work. It's a lot easier just to talk. So what I actually have here is some clips of Tony and things that he's said that have inspired songs. So first, in the open, we're going to play 6 brand new songs from tkjingles.com, and then we're going to play a series of Tony clips and then the jingles that were inspired from them. So it's pretty cool. There's a lot of classic moments from the show that have led into songs, and I thought I would just share a few of those here. And then we'll have a brief little ending bit with the number one song of the week and a few bonus tunes, and then a short mailbag at the end. So without further ado, new songs from this week, KJ Onstad with I Show Up for Bruce and Bagels, an homage to Liz Clark. Rob Berg with Tell Michael There's a Hurricane. James with a parody of Yesterday, originally called Scrambled Eggs, I think. So it's Boiling Eggs. And then Joe Farrell, who never posts to the tkjingles.com unless one of his jingles gets rejected, which almost never happens, with a rejected jingle from the rubbish bin, Color My Wilbon World. Brad Weiss, You Were Like a Hurricane. And then Nick from Tacoma with Hot Chicken. And I can only assume that this is referencing some story that I missed, as I haven't heard every episode from the past week. But it's pretty darn funny. So 6 new songs, and we're going to go into our special clips segment, and then a few bonus tunes. So it's going to be a great show. Stick around. I hope you enjoy it.
Born to run. Born to run. I'm going zoom, zoom down the pike. Not even stopping for a quick morning bite. Born to run, humming its tune. Fist a bang, bang, banging on my dash like boom. But the chick chair's calling me, I can't be late. Don't want Harry's fate to be my fate. The stomach's growling, 'cause it's not fed. But that's just fine, 'cause I know Nigel made that stop instead. I show up for Bruce and Bagels. I get bold, don't even need to finagle. They play me Bruce and feed me bagels. Even like it when I breathe that sigh. So I show up for Bruce and Bagels. Munching on rye while talking Skins Eagles. I yak all day for Bruce and Bagels. Yeah, I'll say anything that you like. Even give you that sigh. Yeah, yeah.
Kevin's excited. Did some old hen get her face ripped off by her chimpanzee friend? No, Joaquin's coming. It's reckoning day, from the Hebrew meaning lifted by Yahweh. It's a biblical storm. We're all gonna die. This fearcast is sponsored by REI. There's no way that you are playing 18 unless a cyclone somehow galoolies Joaquin. Call Michael and tell him there's a hurricane.
Run for your life, Michael!
Cantori is staring down the hurricane.
You better not in the perform hurricane.
Boiling eggs, 'cause the Nationals are in the dregs. For his job, Matt Williams better beg. Is this an attitude? I'm boiling eggs. Suddenly, nothing Clipper does is suddenly. But now he's gone and we can't hold the lead. I'm boiling eggs till we succeed. Do I put them in ice? I don't know, she didn't say. Jean says remove them and then for 5 minutes they will stay boiling eggs. Robert Griffin's only got one leg and now Kirk Cousins knocked him down a peg. I miss Shanahan, I'm boiling eggs. If you use vinegar, they'll be easier to peel. I like to stand in the kitchen to eat my meal, boiling eggs. Barry Trotz should probably pound a cake. It's game 7, so they'll lay an egg. Are you kidding me? I'm boiling eggs. That is it. I'm boiling eggs.
As time goes by, I realize how much Chicago means to Wilbon. And now that the Cubs are winning, and so is Northwestern, Wilbon's unbearable. He praises Chicago from his home in Arizona. Thank goodness we still have Jay Cutler throwing picks, soul-crushing picks.
Once I heard a fear cast from a sports chick down the hall, laughing at the thought of murderous squalls. GFS and Euro, does he even know what they are? Has he also consulted his magic eight ball? Did he just say hurricane? Is that even a word? Laughed at by other weathermen who says Joaquin may miss Delmarva's coast. It isn't just nor'easters that can really blow.
peppers, but hold the cheese. Come on, baby, the bread's all the same. Hot chicken, hot chicken. You don't have to read my mind. No, I'm the seventh in line. Honey, I need to know how much dough this time. Lay it out on the line, as I gotta know. Might take an Uber when it starts to snow. Give me the sub, I don't need all the accoutrements. I got 45 left, I'm calling Michael and tomorrow it's on. I'll take hot chicken, oiled cheese. Got a craving and bet it's on me. Come on baby, let's go to Subway for some hot chicken, hot chicken. From an Uber. How cool is that?
And there you go with that song by Nick from Tacoma, reinforcing that ordinary words that Tony says can turn into delightful, ridiculous songs. This past week, Tony talked about an Uber story that was referenced there in that song. And of course, it inspired a flurry of new jingles. One of them, the most ridiculous one, was by Steve Lipton, and it was an AC/DC song, which is a great performance, and which was the bad part because AC/DC is unintelligible when you're screaming a rock song, you can't really hear what the lyrics are. And for a parody, it's paramount that you know what the lyrics are, otherwise what's the point? So when they played the song on the show, it was great because Tony actually had to read along with the song in order to get the point across. So I wanted to play that clip here to start, and then that inspired Steve to do a song about Tony reading along. So we're gonna then segue into that. And then we're gonna play some just really classic jingles. I won't spoil them by previewing them here. Needless to say, we've got about six songs here that are inspired by great Tony quotes. We got one by John Fitzpatrick, a couple by me, and a couple by Rob Berg after this wonderful Steve Lipton reading along softly AC/DC song.
Steve Lipton in Springfield, Virginia, sent in an Uber Black song, which is really, really good. The problem is he sings it in a style that you cannot really understand.
If you're reading the lyrics.
If you have the lyrics... You know, you get it. Just play a little bit.
We need subtitles.
Steve, could you just...
It's AC/DC, right? It's Back in Black.
Yeah, could you just...
Well, sing it, Tony. I can. Uber Black, huge Cadillac.
Driven by a guy named Nat. Bonnie got your pants when you were chauffeured, but in the morning somehow you demurred. You were flummoxed. It's just 12 blocks, and it's going to cost you $24. I don't care what the lizard said. You could have caught a cab for $7 instead.
That's
right. So it's great lyrics, but it's, you know...
They're difficult to understand.
It's difficult. So we...
In the spirit of...
Yeah, we need a Jewish Martin for that.
Whoever, we appreciate all of those things.
Tone thought I sang a good song, but he don't like the vocal style. And so he was conflicted, but he had guile. He played the AC/DC with my sandpaper cries, half reading along with the screaming, half singing along with the words. Read along softly with my song, tone read along softly with my song, telling a story about Uber, read along softly with my song. And who knows, maybe I can get him to do the Doors next. Or maybe America, I think he likes them best.
Jim Kirchian joins us now. Timmy's going to cover the Nats series. Gene McManus, who is sitting to my right, said she saw you in Harris Teeter. Gene, where did you
see
him?
Too scared to approach,
apparently. Yeah, last Sunday. Well, I was in line, and he was leaving, and he doesn't know me, so.
Tim, do you remember this last Sunday being in Harris Teeter?
Well, I go to the grocery store virtually every day.
It's so great to go grocery shopping. Like, let's just say the Refugee Safeway had grapefruit juice, which it regularly does not. Then I could compare the prices, and I could buy the one for $3.69 instead of $4. Tim, what do you like to shop for? You must like to shop. Something must please you.
Well, I like to go through the vegetable aisle.
Yeah.
I love avocados.
I'm afraid of organic.
And again, I just eat for fuel, Tony.
This is rapidly approaching our best baseball segment ever.
It is.
I would say.
Talking groceries with Tim Kirchin, trading tips how to save a dime. Tony loves the Refugee Safeway, grapefruit juice for $3.69. These two guys, supposed to be sports pros, rice and fruit and avocados. Timmy says he just eats for fuel. Are they gonna talk Nationals? Oh, hey, Jeannie, look out now. There's Timmy over by the cashier, cruising at Harris Teeter. Every day he's gonna be there. Says he can't cook to save his life. Another grocery store story? Really? Ain't no use in complaining. Tony's got a show to do. Who knows what they'll talk about next time? Hey, Tim, you like fondue? Listening to this lame podcast. Delays sometimes will last forever. Oh, and when you tell this tale, fine line between stupid and clever. Who cares about your fruit juice price? Oh yeah, grapefruit juice for $3.69.
Oh, really?
So now, are you touring in the summer? Do you have all your dates set in the summer? Are you ever in Washington?
I'm coming to Wolf Trap. Absolutely. So you got to come on, see me in Wolf Trap.
Woo.
It's already sold out, but I got you.
You got me on Sunday, July 27th. Let me ask you this. What are you doing? Just to pick a date out of thin air, what are you doing on August 2nd at about, I don't know, 7 o'clock at night?
I'm not sure, but I'll check my calendar and let you know what's happening.
Well, my son's getting married, and I thought if you wanted to come and just sing two or three songs, I could take you out and play golf that morning and the next morning in Delaware, because you used to play Delaware all the time. I know that.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we played Delaware a lot. And I'm going to check my calendar. If I'm not doing anything, I'll come do that for you, Tony.
See, that'd be great.
Well, an old man said to me with a total lack of shame, what you doing August 2nd? He said, if your schedule's free and you're in D.C., come play my son's wedding. And I said, wait, Tony, what about Jerry? I think he'd be just great. And you know Michael would be heartbroken. Liz may call the whole thing off if those plans change, if you change them. Would you even pay me? Your cheapness is the famous tone. And I wonder, would I eat for free if I play your kid's wedding? If I play there.
I'm just going to confess this right away, why I like Jordan Spieth as much as I do. And those of you like Nigel,
it's the hairline,
or
right?
David, who have good hair,
yes,
will not even pay attention to this.
No.
Jordan Spieth knows he's losing his hair. Now, it's inherited. It's a gene inherited from the maternal side of your family. It's not your father. Jordan Spieth's father
mom's
has
false
nice hair. It's mom's dad. That's how that works.
Okay.
And Jordan Spieth knows he's losing his hair to such a degree
that even with 10 million cameras on him, he tries to slyly, when he removes his head,
spread it around a little bit,
do something with the front of his hair because it's going. I love this kid. He's losing his hair.
Spread it around a little
bit. He knows it. I love the kid. Okay.
There's a golfer, 21 years old. Looks like he's 40 with his failing follicles. Doing battle with the vertiginous Jason Day, who has a beautiful head of hair. His hat is tailor-made. Dustin Johnson's hairline also heading north. Brandon Grace as well, what a sad laconic sport. Makes men hate themselves cause they can't get it on the green. And 70% of us have the androgen receptor gene.
Pretty soon he won't.
Hitting his golf shots on all the golf holes. Using his golf clubs he strikes through his golf balls. At the golf tournament, talking to Steve Sands. Signing scorecards with his golf hands. He's won the first two majors. Balding Jordan Spieth. He may soon have propecia sponsorships on his golf bag and his golf sleeves. He's ranked first in the world. And hair plugs work for Wayne Rooney. Besides, have you seen Rory's hair? It's like a briar thicket's unholy offspring.
I'm pretty much like Lewis Black and Larry David. Larry David went to, he grew up in Sheepshead Bay in Queens, but he went to the University of Maryland. And it's why I don't find Larry David's show particularly funny, because it seems
too real.
Reasonable to me. Everything he does on Curb Your Enthusiasm seems perfectly reasonable to me. And people say that stuff's hysterical. I go, it just seems like real life. I don't know what you're talking about. And I've gone through category by category all the times Larry David has run away from me in my life and all of the connections that we have. Everything he says to me seems perfectly reasonable. It's not that it's not funny. It's just that it's so reasonable.
You went to Camp Kiyuma 1 year after me. And Jason Alexander played both of us on TV. I don't watch your show, Larry, though I have tried to. Cause every bad choice you make, I think, hey, that's what I do. So whoop-de-doo, I'm just like you. I whine like you, I'm bald like you too. Why don't you wanna talk to me? We can learn to be best friends too.
In baseball, there might be one of the more important people. So, excuse me, big guy. I got bronchitis. I don't have a contract with DirecTV. I do a lot of speeches.
Robert Berg is the name, and I download in Pittsburgh, PA. It's been about 16 years that I've been listening to TK. My favorite bits include the Heads Draft, the Snackdown, and the B. Arthur Crack. But January 19th of this year is a show that I hold oh so dear. The time Larry King almost died on air. He was really coughing. It sounded like a giant ball of hair was strangling his uvula. He went
a Hulu.
Larry caught his breath and kept babbling on. His talking compulsion's insane. But in just a few minutes' time, we were back with the hack and refrain. Then he started raving about his son Chance. She and Aunt Saliza looked askance.
Is this guy loopy on Sudafed? Why'd you name a kid Chance was the question that went unsaid. The time Larry King almost died on air. It was pretty repulsive. The bronchial tubes were in disrepair. But he just wouldn't stop talking. He went,
Chance.
All right, so that's the end of that bit there. I hope you enjoyed that. If you have other songs, other clips that have inspired things, I'd love to do that again sometime and sprinkle it in periodically throughout the show. Obviously, so much of what we do now is not about emails, faxes, or notes, but things from Old Guy Radio, things from the news, things that are actually mentioned on the show. And it's a pleasure to be able to share that with you here. Okay, we got a couple more songs, and then we're going to go into the mailbag. The first one this week, I did a song back in July, a parody of David Gray, Babylon. And I was so happy that it aired. I wanted to play it again here. And it underscores that there's intent in everything that I do. So there's a lyric in here that I just wanted to explain or share that didn't get a big laugh on the show. But everything, I try not to waste any time because these parodies, you know, you try to keep them short, you try to keep them funny and interesting. And if you have filler words, you start to lose track of what you're listening to. And there's a bit here about working for minimum wage. And one of the times that I visited the studio, I mentioned to Nigel that my two-year-old at the time, Eva, she loved the radio show and the songs and all that. And he said, oh, well, tell her, never go into radio. There's no money in it. It's horrible work. It's absolutely atrocious. It's the worst job ever. I'm going to quit tomorrow. Don't tell anybody. It's just the worst job. And so that inspired a lyric in here about how anybody who's in radio just gets paid minimum wage and it's a terrible job. So I just wanted to explain that because it was kind of a throwaway lyric, it might seem, but really it was perfectly referenced. Just nobody had ever heard that story except for me until this moment. And then the number one jingle of last week, Last Friday Show by Rob Berg, wanted to play that, a song all about one show from Tony's week of shows. And then I did a new one last week, an Ed Sheeran song, Photograph, and I got a few nice comments that it was a very lovely song and it was unusual, that it was actually something that was pleasant to listen to and wasn't just stupid. And somebody said, oh, you know, I've never heard any other songs like that on this website. And I thought to myself, well, I've done a couple of those. So I wanted to share one that I did a collaboration with my brother Jeff on guitar, Ryan Adams song, Crossed Out Name. And then we're going to go into the mailbag.
Monday morning's really easy. Almost anyone could do sports radio. But as the week wears on, it's harder, and you're forced to ask yourself, what's your Thursday show? You thought you'd hit your stride, but really that was just the pride before the fall. And now you're getting sad and desperate. You've sunk so low that you started taking calls. If you wanna do it, go and try it, apply for a job. If you'd like to get paid minimum wage, then this is your shot. How would you fill time in June and July? Talk real slow in Babylon. Babylon.
A Honda in his lane, light is green but they're constrained. Tony wants this lady dead, Death Star radio ahead. Knew she wouldn't make the light, probably does this every time. Her daily commute to work, she should be stabbed by cop till 4. If it was Nigel there, he'd block her and blare his horn and make 60 seconds feel like 140 years. Last Friday's show, Courtney wagered a lap dance, and she took 3.5. You
usually takes more than that. Last Friday's show, Hornaday came back from TIFF. You don't pronounce the second F. She didn't like the Bulger script. Last Friday's show, Tony dropped a grand on jeans, and he unfortunately looks like Romney in the Things. Last Friday's show, Gary joked about a door. Tony twice did not absorb the metaphor. This Friday's show, is it on again? Tony's going to his Pleistocene reunion.
Orange guy, don't go. Connecticut is so backed up, and the sports chicks kinda suck. Who am I kidding? I don't listen live. I hear each show 3 days late because I'm podcast delayed. Nigel's got some emails, faxes, and notes. Pick out a few good ones and read them for the folks. Send out TK stickers and some unusable swag from the mailbag. It's Tony's mailbag. Here comes the mailbag.
Use podcasts at tkjingles.com. Don't send these letters over to the farm. Use your own Google machine. This is where you get to Vanya Spleen. He's gonna answer everyone if he can. Cause everyone's crazy about Nick Grelly's mailbag.
Well, everyone except for Michelle, I would guess. I don't think she's crazy about this whole thing at all.
Thank you, Steve Lipton, for that wonderful TK Jingles podcast mailbag jingle. I wanted to spend this week's mailbag talking about a topic I focused on the last few weeks, Chris Saliza. And Mike and Burke helped with some really nasty lyrics to a song that I've been demoing over the past couple of weeks and haven't released yet. Got a letter here from Andrew in Harlem, Holland. He says, "Dear TK Jingles staff, I'm sure Monsieur Saliza will be fine with the song. After all, Luma Chevy, they don't have playground fights, but sarcastic sound bites. Keep up the good work, Andrew in Harlem." And so I've been going back and forth on whether or not this is too mean, if it crosses a line, or if it's funny. I feel like it's just too mean. I still figure we release it anyway. And then this happened this week. Here's a clip from Chris Liz. I wanted to play it.
He's always in the top three in the MVP vote. Yep. Always.
He's right
every
there.
Time. Always.
Yes, thank you, Jerry, for everything.
Fabulous.
So there you have Chris Saliza giving me praise. And I, when I first heard that, I thought, oh, God, I've been such a jerk. How could I be so rude to Chris Saliza? Here he is praising me. And then I stopped and I thought about it and said, no. This just reinforces everything that everybody criticizes him about, that he's just a yes man for Tony. So perhaps Saliza has some deep down love of what I'm doing, or perhaps Mike and everybody on the TK message boards is right, and that he's just saying yes to try to win Tony's affections and praise. So if you have opinions on this, email me podcast@tkjingles.com. Let me know what you think. You can also find me on Twitter at Jerry Negrelli or on the Facebook at facebook.com/tkjingles. As always, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this special clips episode of the TK Jingles podcast. Always welcome your feedback. Always welcome your ideas, your original songs, your original segments. Send them in to me. Join the conversation. I will be back here next week for a special episode of the TK Jingles podcast. Got a fun one planned for you, so come back and hear it. Bye.
Even though the Nats signed Scherzer,
they still lost. It's just like Strasburg, great pitching, but they still lost. The only one who's hitting is number 34. The only one who scores, he needs his teammates to do a lot more. 'Cause the Nats still lost.
Oh, that reminds me, can you break a 20?
What, dollars?
I didn't think so. Let me get straight to the point, Don. May I call you Don?
Yeah, I guess
Don. So.